So, try as one might, it's been difficult to avoid coverage and discussion of the recent Oprah interview with Meghan and Harry. In such cases, one begins to form an opinion on the matter, and since it's generally unwise to do so on the back of second-hand coverage and gossip alone, I have been all but forced to watch the damned interview. I watched some of it anyway. From what I can see, public opinion seems to fall into one of two camps. The consensus of the first is something like this.
Look at these two spoiled millionaires with the audacity to come on telly bitching and moaning, stabbing their own families in the back and slandering us as a nation with outrageous accusations of racism. In the words of Greta Thunberg, how dare you?
On the flip side, Occident-bashing woke warriors wring their hands in delight, singing the couple's praises for speaking their truth and bravely striking back against the oppressive, hateful beasts that are the British monarchy and the patriarchy in general. In my humble opinion, the people on either side of the aisle, frothing at the mouth in indignation about this interview, are absurd. I hold no strong opinions, one way or another, when it comes to Meghan and Harry, or Oprah, or other royals, or other celebrities. Or most other people, to be honest, because I don't know them, and I've never met them. And anyone who allows themselves to be personally offended by something that has nothing to do with them is an idiot. What's more, none of us have any idea how it really is to be in another person's shoes, and so any judgment we make is bound to be based on superficial observation, and is therefore ultimately meaningless. Anyway, some points. So, the race thing, okay? People are gobsmacked that Meghan would claim to have experienced racism, because that's impossible. Right? The Brits, especially the elites in the media and the aristocracy, are never racist or something. In reality, of course, it's not hard to believe that she might have been subject to the odd bigoted comment from some prehistoric relic within the royal family about the colour of her skin. I think it was Prince Philip who said to a group of British students during a royal visit to China, if they stayed there much longer, they'd all be slitty-eyed. That said, I do find it nauseating how nothing can ever be about anything but racism anymore. And from what I can tell, I think a lot of the tension in the public debate comes from being unable to talk about these things honestly. That's the race thing, the privilege thing. People are upset because these two millionaires dare to lay claim to their own hardships. And, you know, it's easy to scoff and discount them both as out-of-touch narcissists. But even if they are those things, even if there is a point to be made about perspective and self-awareness on their part, and I think there is, but even so, the question is, do wealth and fame preclude someone from suffering? I would argue not. In fact, the environment created by mainstream media and social media is perfectly conducive to a nervous breakdown for anyone in the public eye, never mind someone at their level. All you have to do is go to the Twitter page of any public figure, take a small sample of the comments they receive on a day-to-day basis. You'll find it's a non-stop, emotionally loaded onslaught of bile and hate directed at that person from all angles. Even when the comments aren't hateful, and even when they're not directly aimed at the person in question, every man and his dog holds an opinion about that person. Everyone seems to know best what they should or shouldn't do, be, say, or feel in any given situation. And so it's hard to imagine how that alone wouldn't have a serious effect on a person's mental health. Now, if Meghan says she felt suicidal and desperate, why is that so hard to believe? And who are we to say she didn't or shouldn't feel that? She is a person after all, isn't she? Perhaps if we stopped expecting godlike qualities from our public figures, we wouldn't be so angry and disappointed when they fail to live up to them. And that's pretty much all I have to say about the matter, other than that I will continue to care about the personal lives of the royal family about as much as I always have, which is hardly at all, other than to wish them well in their uniquely challenging roles. And I shall continue to marvel at how everything is stupid and petty and people suck. Now, can we please talk about something else? Thanks.